From PR News in Washington, I'm favoring the rich over the poor.
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric is already hyped as debate moves forward. Secretary General Kofi Annan feels it's productive to do so, especially in New York.
President Bush signed a letter opposing the president's policies. The letter accuses the president of publishing a picture of Mrs. Bush in yesterday's newspaper. The president published more photographs today. First Lady Laura Bush said they were forced to leave behind comrades who collapsed from exhaustion and PR news.
This is for official information by responsible authorities. Don't obtain further information and advice. Depend on government radio. Tune your radio to any local station that is broadcasting.
The Self Genius.
Follow whatever instructions are given.
There should be no verse in English. After all, English is not the language of love.
No? Listen.
German.
Listen.
Stand by.
Well, what happens next, man? Go on, I'm cold. Tell me more about how you...
Well, there was this dinosaur, you see. Yeah, that's it.
I saw a cop over there. Maybe we should act a little more cool, you know.
Okay,
let me move on over. What is it, some kind of a rally?
I think so. Who's that guy with the funny mustache?
Hey, maybe we can get some spare change if we just,
Spare tire? Change?
Hey, spare ribs, buddy.
Seems to be some kind of rally.
Hey, Mac, how about coughing up $5 for a bottle of coffee? Didn't seem to work.
Oh, it's a concert.
Yeah.
You just heard
Come
the great
down.
Paul Martin just recreating one of the banjo favorites of the week.
Friends, welcome to whatever this is, talk. Oh, that's right, I had a subject matter. I'm Reverend Ivan Stang, and I was supposed to talk about what's left of the right side of Bob's brain. And let's just get this over with real quick. The left side of his brain, nothing is right, and on the right side of his brain, there's nothing left. So now we can all go to dinner. I was kind of horrified to see a bunch of people praising Bob in the old-fashioned Bob way. Somebody, you know, just chanting his name. That was enough for me at one time. I've been doing this for 20 years, and it's gotten to the point now where we've had to deal with subgenius kooks. Subgenius fundamentalists. Imagine that. And so we've kind of, it's hard for me to sometimes get pumped up in the old-fashioned back to the pamphlet way because I'm in a preventative mode now. It's like we sold him the insanity. We sold him the mental illness. And now we're trying to sell them the cure, basically. So, I mean, I don't want to be heard promoting sanity, okay? But it came a point where we had to draw a line, sort of. We never did draw, though. It's a very blurry line. Friends, I guess I don't recognize everybody in here, and that's real good. That means I'm not preaching to the choir, and they none of whom could sing very well in the first place.
Oh,
Bob?
Yes, if you're not getting enough fibrous mass in your diet for digestive purposes, you'll want to eat new Oats and Groats Subgenius cereal. It's made out of 100% natural rock juice, tree bark, and stillborn bean sprouts. It's the vegetable cereal that Bob Dobbs himself attempts to eat, but he breaks his teeth on its rocky consistency every morning. And there's a free plastic dinosaur in every package. So get Oats and Groats. Or
think
get
you can
lost.
Do it?
From PR News in Washington, I'm trying to get into the country. The president of Uzbekistan clearly had no idea he was creating PR News. PR's bad. PR's bad. The military says conspiracy theorists have long suggested a second gay sex party near the Syrian border. Also in Baghdad today, a top Iraqi foreign ministry official was assassinated by PR News, Washington.
Yeah, bye. Fernandin and Elimer, their friends, as was most of our opening, and other holes, except what came from Puzzling Evidence Show, with Dr. Howell, Doug Wellman, Gary Gabrogfran, Lies, and Bob Nelson. And this show, number 997, has some ranting from Winterstar. But first and now, the great Groovy Neptune.
Watch Bob on TV. Watch Bob on TV. On TV.
Head for the mountains. Where the beer flows in the fountain, boys. Drunk like a bum, counting up his countenance. Astounding the flip effect of a trip. You rig whatever the set. It's dissection of the insect intellect, boy. I tell you, bug brain go-bots. While the anvils they drop one after another, that X marks the spot. Boys, I tell you, them brains infected with their master's plot. Out of my face! With my son, you're headed for destruction. You're living a life through sin and corruption. You can suck a dick for talking that shit about the way I function. It's all over. Come on, child. You can take my hand. Blessed is the day you give up your own control over your own lame brain.
Do you love
choking on
creep
your chain,
pussies?
Pretending you know what the game is, but who really deals the cards? You as long as me, we're both retards.
Everyone, I used to believe that everyone thought they were really secretly down, deep down inside, I used to believe everybody thinks they're different and weird and special. I was wrong. I lost a lot of money under that assumption, overestimating the intelligence of the American public. But I do think that everybody, pretty much everybody, thinks that they're a little smarter than the next guy. And dumbasses know they are. They are sure that, and I so frequently think that I must be a dumbass with breaking my toe, chewing gum, and walking and stuff like that. It happens so often I go, God, what a dumbass. That itself gives me the tiny vestige of hope that maybe I might actually be a little smarter than most people after all, just because I was aware that I was a dumbass. Or rather, more correctly, I sometimes think, well, maybe I have at least half a brain. And it turns out what I ended up having was more like half a brain cell. Luckily, my wife has the other half. So we've still, as long as we're together, we can function. But, you know, Einstein, people like Einstein, Lincoln, Mark Twain, undoubtedly smart guys, probably thought that they themselves were dumbasses, and they were right, even though we know they were a little smarter than most people, because, friends, we are all of us dumbasses, truly. None of us really, really knows for sure what's really going on. And everything really is vanity. And what the bleep do we know? Friends, it all is, in fact, vanity. And that said, all dumbasses are not created equal. And some are dumber than others. It is true. And generally, the dumber they are, the more certain they are that they're right, that they're a little smarter than most people. That's that incredible confidence that the true dumbass has, that he has quit being a dumbass. And they sometimes have followers, because there's always going to be lots of little private assholes looking for a major asshole who'll tell them what to do and boss them around. And so many people need a guru or a teacher or a master, basically a Mac philosophy that they can follow, that some other guy's made up rule book that worked for his life, because maybe his life's better. Isn't that sad? And if so, the follower types just have to hope that their leader is not itself another follower, because there's a long line of dumbasses teaching each other how to rook lesser dumbasses, and because you'd end up being a follower, or in the subgenius world we call them bobbies. I understand that out at Brushwood, we have a festival out there ourselves every year. Well, this will be the last one, because the world will end this time. But we have this end of the world festival at Brushwood, and they call us the Bobs out there, the staff at Brushwood. They don't call us Bobbies, which is nice, because that's an insult. They call us the Bobs. They don't call the Moonies the Moons.
This is Margie Laughlin, and Margie, you were in the
church and state church
for a while. Now, what was your first contact like?
They were very friendly, and they kept contacts up. They were always trying to call me and what they call love bomb me, send me little letters and things like that. And they gained my trust as friends, and then they started slowly indoctrinating me through that.
And how did you get out?
My parents rescued me off of the Iowa City campus, and I was deprogrammed.
I'm free, running through the pastures and through the cornfields.
His life was devoted to the Reverend Kathy Watkins, who he believed was the Messiah.
Church and state church.
Cults in the United States. Programmed twice.
Church and state church.
Cult seminar.
Love bombing. Brainwashing. Hoot nannies and thumb downs.
I wished I was dead.
Brainwashing.
Information overload.
Programmers. Steve became a robot.
In a monotonous way.
Steve's real concern was to please the Reverend Happy Watkins. Programming ensued, and months of Reverend Happy Watkins.
Wasted.
A lot of the friends that I met in the cult realized how crazy the whole thing was. A lot of things that happened to me in the cult, will come back to me, and I'll have a desire to want to run back there, so I just have to run back there.
Civic deified dad, a level eye to tut, a gig, a gag, a put up, that pull up. I said, Bob is a palindrome. On the race car and radar, mom and pop, and hip and pat, and tickle tat. I said,
Doogie Seed God, murder for a jar of red rocks. A man in turbid nine memos, never utter Eve. Don't nod, dogma, I am God. rats live on no evil star. Was it Elliot's toilet I saw? No trace, not one carton. Go hang a salami. I'm a lasagna hog. I dissent, go deliver a dare, vile dog. Madam and Eden, I'm Adam. I diet on Ka. Satan sees Natasha, Lisa Bonet, ain't no basil. Geese to Satan, oscillate my metallic sonatas.
Dear friend says, what's that weird song? Bob is a palindrome of mine. And now, Lemurian PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm not good enough. President Bush says he expects to be held without foreign interference. Mr. Bush left 16 people dead and scores of others injured. Mr. Bush said beans is like a foreign clean-burning alternative fuel. On Wall Street today, 10-2-10-7-7-7. Police are investigating another PR news discovered in a grave in Washington.
I'm a woman, so I have
chafing.
Introducing new chafing from the makers of chafing.
See this unique, delicate skin?
New fast-acting itch spray. It even sprays down.
Diminish our intelligence. Diminish our intelligence.
Imperialism in this country. We're going to try to control what our people read and say and think. Transform the United States FBI from the communists to build a peaceful world. We know that the greatest threat to us.
It's a man keeping you down.
Universally despised.
It's a man keeping you down.
Maybe I'm overly naive.
It's a man keeping you down.
In this country.
The government didn't know I was working for the government.
In this country. Gestapo secret police.
It's a man keeping you down.
Now I'm going to tell you how we're not going to fight.
Well, I will not be held down by the man, okay? I will not. Fine. The man wants to pay me $5.50 an hour. He deserves to get ripped off, okay? Same way I am. He rips me off, I rip him off. It's a matter of, it's maintaining self-respect.
I want to talk to you again.
You guys have been looking for a war, haven't you? That's right, Rick. That's why we're starting it. You may start it, Joe, but we'll finish it.
So you're a psychiatric resident?
Yes.
What does that mean, exactly?
I witnessed the horrors of humanity.
Wow. I hear you.
You are the trip.
What are you?
A synthetic approximation of a socially interactive human.
Okay. While you wait, do you want to learn some physics?
For the moment, I am just a machine. And yet, someday, I may be fully alive and aware.
Look, I tried to contact God myself this afternoon. He had no comment.
CNN doesn't always get it right, but it goes pretty well if you watch it on Fox.
You'll stand up with me and tell him to shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up. I think it's odd when people say God talked to me and God made this.
Give up the death penalty.
The arrogance of Ann.
Amazing here. The arrogance, Ann.
I actually like Ann.
An instinctive revulsion.
Tucker, you're way out to lunch on this one, my friend.
Roll over one night.
Stomp on a Bush doll.
The Supreme Court labored forth and came.
Stomp on a Bush doll.
The abortion. The
Bush doll.
The abortion. The biggest
Bush doll
has become trouble recently.
It shows a very weak ego, in my opinion. I think if you're as strong as you say you are, anything I've got to say can't hurt you.
Stop killing each other and take better care of the poor. Two issues not exactly at the top of the Bush agenda.
The courts are killing us. Arrogant.
The United States of America.
I believe that the Roman Catholic Church is a false church.
Arrogant.
It teaches a false gospel, and the Pope himself holds a false and unbiblical office.
Arrogant.
He's a Southern Baptist, for Pete's sake.
Do you have a First Amendment right? Would have met my derriere. There's no right to be a clown.
could whack your child, whack your child.
We need more teachers beating people about the face and head.
So absurd.
Ridiculing, laughing.
Incredibly impossible. Come, who's a Boy Scout. How messed up is America today?
Gay Boy Scouts into the Boy Scouts. That won't be a problem for me. That won't be a problem for me. Gay Boy Scouts. Gay Boy Scouts.
I'm a little hurt. Stupid and evil. Killing, lying, adultery. George Bush is an empty vessel, an empty suit. He's, you know, the brain of Karl Rove, or he's Madeline Albright. Cartoons. My feet are the size of the Atlantic Ocean, and my head is the size of a tiny little ant. Love fest with conservatives.
This thing, I mean, it was just in the gutter. Some of these babes, I'm telling you, like the sexual harassment crowd. They're out there protesting what they actually wish would happen to them.
Love fest with conservatives.
Thanks to gay liberation.
Love fest with conservatives.
Thanks to gay liberation.
Love fest with conservatives.
Get out of my face. Get out of my face. I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge a person to a duel. It was dumb. Beat that dog to death.
I would love you to come tonight.
You think our network's getting too conservative?
Swallows, tip it and sip it. Man-sized swallows.
Norman only had one hand. He was used to all the jokes about pitching in and giving a hand. It was cold, bitter cold, as he stood selling his papers.
Morning glow paper.
Oh, hoping to earn enough to buy his mom an expensive gift. The other paper sellers didn't come out that day, so business was great.
Morning glow paper.
Usually he held the papers under one arm and made change with his one hand.
Morning glow paper.
Business rush and the excitement of making the money escaped Norman's young mind. He overdid it. His only good hand was frostbitten. Hospital, amputation. Now Norman has no hands. He loved his mother so much. Loving is leaving yourself and reaching out to others with or without hands. Father Harry, God Squad.
A whole slew there, friends, from alt-binary slack of Norrell Pref cut-ups. And you can get a lot more of his stuff from heavyconfetti.com. And now another slew, but this time of Le Mire.
13013. Vital importance. Specific.
The protection of vital duplicate business records is always important.
Essential.
In case of a nuclear attack, the protection of records is essential.
Specific.
If this country is to carry on its important economy,
duplicate.
Maintain our important way of life.
Special.
Vital. Important business. Business. Vital. Business.
Business and industry.
Civil defense. Specially designed nuclear industrial disasters. Washington.
Year 3. Year 3.
From PR News in Washington, I'm protesting against the U.S. presence in Washington. The U.S. military says rival ethnic groups may violate Saddam's prisoners in Iraq. Today, large Shiites took to the streets after several restrictions on embryonic stem cell research. Sunnis shut down their religious leaders. On Wall Street, 10466-1241. PR's bad.
The president said he's not opposed to PR News.
President Bush said today that he would veto PR News in Washington.
Nothing was more important than my
sexual side effects.
And I have to say, it's nice that there's sexual side effects.
Wellbutrin XL with sexual side effects.
It feels great to enjoy the sexual side effects.
Anyone taking Wellbutrin XL should have severe, serious liver or kidney problems. Wellbutrin XL is for seizures, so use if you're feeding sedatives. Anyone taking Wellbutrin XL should have unusual changes in mood or behavior or thoughts of suicide. Wellbutrin XL should increase these thoughts or behaviors in children and teens.
It works with sexual side effects.
Ask your doctor about sexual side effects.
All I can do is haunt you, babe. I can't get even or even get close. I can't seem to catch a break. I can't get lucky or use one of those things that you once threw my way. I can't get over how you can control such a large agency. They make me back off. They make me hurt. I can't get them out of my way. I guess all I can do is haunt you, babe. Guess all I can do is haunt you, babe. I'm out of your face, but not out of your life. I'm just not that easy. Maybe my real world access is cut off, and maybe the telephone. And even a break off of internet contact can't keep me from out of your dream. Guess all I can do is haunt you, babe.
Haunt You. That was by Just John, Reverend Just John, from his CD called The Ayatollah of Understatement. You can get more about that from just-john.com. And now, Norrell.
Ancient legend.
Empty.
From the heavens.
Getting goosebumps, man.
Apocalyptic legends.
It was like
two concepts.
My two best friends
prayed in desperation to the inescapable reality.
Space was deemed to be empty.
Archaeologists tell us.
Clean your room.
Yeah, I remember the first time.
We were separate, but I was at home.
Yo.
You'll see only what your little mind can allow.
And there is a theory.
Very, very early.
Now.
Up and down the weighing it annually.
My sister called me. She was like, turn the radio on, turn the radio on. So we like.
You'll lose your little mind.
Turn the radio on.
Now.
Empty.
Aristotle.
He was responsible for
the more superstitious space rocks. He could even throw rocks from heaven. Experts dismissed him. It is surprising at roughly the same time. In fact,
it was like
I was driving.
History in the process.
Do.
So it's been a pretty amazing year for us. Had some trouble, had some trouble. I want more.
And it came on.
And then recovered. Superstition to science.
This pill will work.
Scholars still weren't convinced. Common folk already knew.
I just want to say,
don't accept the word of ordinary people.
Yo. We was like, dude.
The majority, which is the subgenius, is oppressed by the minority of normals. The 54% cluster known as women are put down by the 46% majority of men. The pink man is just a splinter off the mighty multicolored tree of mortals on this mudball Mars. Yet they somehow are holding all the cards. Most of us don't have much money, and yet money tells most of us what to do. This is a topsy-turvy world. Pole shift, climate change. Why, Bob, why? And Bob replied, this planet is Mars. Part 4. This planet is Mars. Your duty as a Martian. The first duty of the Martian subgenius is to disobey.
Come on, my house.
Whether this is 1998, 1957, or 2004, you can be sure that the subgeniuses in their gray vehicles are driving the roads and back alleys of this, the former United States, searching for the proper vehicle to release this most precious of information, the pearl of great price, the very kidney stone of wisdom. This planet is Mars. If this planet is where it was supposed to be, why does the sun cause cancer? Life evolved for the most part on this planet, except for what was seeded by our extraterrestrial handlers. But the sun, the very sun itself, is killing off not just the humans, but we half-breeds, half-Yeti humans, and even full-bred Yetis are often confined to... Full-bred Yetis are generally confined to the coldest of climates, the North Pole, the South Pole, the mountains of Tibet, Lemuria, the frozen depths, the very bottom of the ocean, the Atlantean purebred Yetis survive, but just barely. But you see, if you take everything that's here and move it to the fourth planet, and the fourth planet, move that all to here, it's all good.
We're spending more than a full week in the car, going nowhere.
Everyone's loving it.
Going nowhere.
Toping.
Going nowhere.
The supersized hole.
So jammed. Fast food. Researchers report clogged arteries.
There's probably nothing more painful.
It's still unclear. There's no magic wand. A fat tax. Five-pronged approach to confront congestion. Specifically targeted toward...
Oh, yeah, little thing. Look how big that is.
Turn up the stereo and...
Think I'd make it in between there?
10-minute delay.
Negligent homicide. Killing the women.
Solemn commemoration services and street parties. President George Bush paid tribute to Nazi Germany and scenes of balloons being let go into the air. Jacques Chirac reviewed for the Nazis' concentration camp victim. Prince Charles, this stray dog.
Audio slave.
How to breed aggressive.
Loud rock music and
barbed wire.
It's time to buzz the tower.
The supersized hole.
Actress.
Ice. I don't have a lot of answers.
War battered. The so press.
Going nowhere.
Bottom of the table.
Rock it away.
There's something down here.
There's no clue.
I believe he's got his hand.
Here,
on it.
Okay. Get me in closer.
Yes. I'm not here to play, Bob. I'm here to
kill Bob.
No, that's already
that
been done, Gary.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you like that, huh?
Hey, I like that.
I'm getting space sick.
Basic. Try some
boom, 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 boom. Yes.
Look, don't open that sludge up here.
Okay,
wrong.
Yeah, look at that. Those little green lights come on all up and down.
I'll have to call a human.
Live.
But that's not legal, of course.
Oh, it's not legal. It's not legal for us to broadcast you, but it's legal for you to take us and broadcast us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking.
Yeah.
A pocket lawyer too. Wow.
Yeah, really. And I come with a watch.
Turned into a ball and fell into the instruments. Now we're falling into
Captain,
the sun.
Stop the rocket!
It helps if you sit on your hands and quiet.
Seems to slow down.
But back on Earth, time is moving at what would seem to us an incredibly accelerated pace. Whole centuries are going by.
Well, let me ask you this. If I had three warheads on my fingers, would these be
nuclear arms? Sure.
Rich human candy bones. Yes, they tear the bones right out of those people and they coat them in sugar and serve them up to you every Halloween night.
It'll suck the marrow right out of you.
That's true. It sure will. And if they won't, I will.
And that's fact. Right here. On the air of the Theater of Mystery and Darkness.
That's true. And one of our scary callers now is inviting himself to be on the show.
He's practically asking for it, isn't he, Doctor?
Okay.
And as
human,
the
come
message
in.
Is broadcast back to
hello?
The...
Hello?
Mobius Rex
is it?
Turns it into code.
I don't know. Who's
oh,
this?
Never mind.
Early subgenius KPFA show there with Puzzling Evidence, Lies, Gary Gabroke, friend Bob Nelson, and Dr. Howell. And before that, and now new Norell Pref.
John Williams delivers
political uncertainty.
I can't get no satisfaction.
John Williams delivers
9/11.
It's been rumored for weeks.
Folks, you have to get off.
Actress Renee Zellweger.
Now.
Something old.
The Rolling Stones announced.
Folks, you have to get off now.
Deep.
In front of about 45 close friends and family members.
The Stones show no signs of
Hot Country Songs list.
Well, let's go, guys. Let's move.
This year's Cannes Film Festival.
Something old, something borrowed, and yes...
This year's Cannes Film Festival,
Blue, Revenge of Something Old,
Plunged,
I'm always relying on
Something Old,
Probably Won't Be Repeated,
which he wants to do,
and some critics,
Ken Rudd,
Cronenberg, Gus Van Sant,
executed immediately.
President Bush was out
with Kung Fu Lemming.
President Cheney was taken to a secure location in
MTV Butt Party, Revenge of the Associated Press.
Officials say it was unclear if
worldwide,
Rise.
Let's see what the facts are.
Rise.
Coming. From PR News in Washington, run by the United Nations. The Senate may soon vote on whether to change Cuban leader Fidel Castro. On Wall Street, 48-10-3-4. Queen Elizabeth has been kidnapped. Hundreds of thousands of Cubans claimed responsibility for her abduction. A similar kidnapping occurred last October when 10,000 Cuban gunmen kidnapped PR News in Washington.
Anyway, friends, we're going to have some great bands at X Day this year. Aside from the amino acids,
who are also playing in Detroit. That's our other D-Vival coming up, March 19th in Detroit. The amino acids will be at X-Day. And also, the Mind Losers, Crazy Man and the Out of Minders, Suppository Made of Lawnmowers. They're a pop band. Mr. This is like a folk singer. Mr. You don't know who you're dealing with. He's a really moody fellow. Smokenstein will be there. Weird Drunk, The Rummy, Crackula, The Vampires, Phantom of the Fropera, Creature from the Smack Lagoon. Did I say Crankenstein? No, I said Smokenstein. There's some litigation between those two. And the Hunch Slack of Brushwood. It's a band, a jam band, Hunch Slack of Brushwood. I thought of something the other day. You'd have to be seriously messed up to want to quit drugs. And it's not a value judgment. It's a statement of order. First, you are seriously messed up. Then, you have to want to quit drugs. It's so sad when you get to that place. The other bands. 20,000 Nutsacks Beneath My Ball Sack. These kids, these days. Poly Blister Puss and the Intarnations. God-shittingly Good Pot. And a band called Half Acidly, spelled A-C-I-D-L-Y. Half Acidly. And there's a Jehovah's Witnesses band called the Miller Lights.
So, who all needs another Colbert?
I do, I'm I do.
Add me one.
You boys bring all the camping gear?
I got a half gallon of Jack Daniels in a tin.
Fishing pole, chainsaw, extra gasoline.
So 15-year-old Scott, my rifle.
I got four coolers of beer and ice.
Good, good, yo.
Women drinking whiskey, scotch, and beer. And we're manly men, so we ain't got no fear. Now don't be a pussy and tell me it's dangerous. Just shut your damn mouth, hold my beer. There's a barn with a tree growing next to it on my ranch. And hanging over the roof, there's a big old rotten branch. I'm gonna climb my ass up 30 feet in that there tree. And one of you boys throw the chainsaw to me. My bear, watch this.
Look down below.
Oh, my bear, watch this.
Watch out for the hornets.
Up and the canvas.
Yeah.
Oh, my bear, watch this. It rained last night all over our firewood. And that soggy candle in the wanna burn too good. But I got a way. A big ass fire. Give me that hose so I can siphon some gas for my car. Oh, my bear, watch this.
Back that truck closer.
Oh, my bear, watch this.
Suck that hose and get it flowing.
I got a plan to aim this. Aim it at the fire. Oh, my bear, watch this.
I hope you got insurance.
This your new truck?
Yep.
Ain't she a few?
I'll say heavy duty roll cage, gun rack, extra cup holders,
540 horsepower, all terrain suspension, plus a few aftermarket improvements to mileage. This baby got more gadgets than the Batmobile, Mach 5, and Space Shuttle all put together.
Hey, what's this red button do?
Don't touch that!
Oops.
Please tell me we got some of that scotch left. Just two more bottles. After that, we're down to bourbon and beers. Me and my buddies went fishing down at the lake.
a 6-foot water moccasin snake. Well, it can't bite you, so I heard it said. If you grab a hold of them right behind their head. Oh, my bear, watch this.
Look at the size of that snake.
Oh, my bear, watch this.
Here he comes.
Grab him.
He bites you.
What do you think, Einstein? We've been drinking whiskey, scotch, and beer. And we're manly men, so we ain't got no fear. Now don't be a pussy and tell me it's dangerous. You shut your damn mouth, hold my beer, and watch this. Got my beer.
Loki E. Coyote there, friends, from his CD Yipe Hype. And you can learn and see more at wiccabilly.com. That's wiccabilly.com. And now some radio synesthesia from WCSB in Cleveland.
We used to hang with the Antichrist League.
So, you know, one time I read a story about a guy who, I read this novel that centered around a guy who went to Sex Addicts Anonymous meetings to pick up chicks, you know, yeah. Support groups for sex addicts. Like, how does one actually find a support group for sex addicts? Like, do such things actually exist?
It's strictly the stuff of novels. Can you imagine bringing a bunch of people together like that for groups?
Well, I mean, I actually, here's the thing, for real, I know someone who was going to AA meetings and meeting new drinking buddies there at AA meetings.
Oh, that's kind of semi-old. In fact, that's how many of them die.
Yeah.
That's how many of them die.
So what? I figure if... Uh-oh, who'd we lose?
Roll call. That's how many of them die.
Roll call.
Communism.
Many of them die.
Rocknar, are you here?
Social liberalism.
Rocknar, are you here?
Yes.
Conservative Republicanism.
Okay, that means Sloth is gone.
I'm still here.
All right. I'm impressed that I was actually able to remember which line everybody was on.
And, I was at work today, and I saw one of your clones at work, Stang. I swear to God, he had the face, he had the eyes, he even had the glasses, mustache, and beard, but he didn't have the hair.
Oh, I was, I just had a haircut recently. I was out horse. We're betting on horse races today. Why did you...
Without the hair?
Yeah, I'm bald now.
Did you have a blue suit on?
Yeah, that was me.
Awesome.
Sure, you should have said hello.
I knew when I saw that Mustang go through the parking lot with the...
Yeah, that's Mustang.
Stang 3.
Stang
3?
Stang won the trifecta today, didn't you?
That's Mustang.
Yeah, I see that all the time. I do.
Yeah, I drove back from Kentucky. Only took me an hour and a half in that thing.
6-8-7-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9
5 minutes and he already knows all the routines.
216 Alpha Novel Alpha from the Mess. If you'd like to join our discussion of nothing in particular. You know, I think we need an official subgenius blog.
I heard actually, all the people in the Steubenville, East Liverpool area. Although we hear of these people who are semi-connected to the Cleveland Metropolitan.
Did you just say a subgenius blog?
Yeah, is there such a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where can I find that?
Well, there's dozens of them. But
what about an official one?
My favorite particular one. Here, let me...
there's nothing official, though. It's all strictly...
I have my own that I use just for news, but there's one called Slackoff. Yeah, slackoff.blogspot.com was started fairly recently by Reverend New Monet, and it's a good one.
Well,
that's slackoff.blogspot.com.
Or revstang.blogspot.com. That's yours, isn't it?
Let's see. Yeah, that's mine, but it's not really interactive. It's just for me to make to spam with. the Subgenius blog at Slackoff is open to contributors.
Yeah.
Right. It's a little different. I only started mine because when you try to log on and just respond to one of these things, it tricks you into starting your own blog. You don't really have to, but it makes you think you have to, and I ended up doing so. But mine, I guess you can make comments, but I just mainly use it as a soapbox for my own gigantic ego, whereas this other one, slackoff.blogspot.com, that's for everybody's gigantic ego.
Well, these people are all psychic slaves, though. And a blog is a term which is like one individual's take on a particular subject at a particular time.
Well, it's short for web
blog. Considering he has the facts at his disposable.
Some of us were doing this for centuries before the internet was invented.
Yes.
We did it by urinating on posts and leaving our message that way.
That was the very first chemical message we left.
Right, P-mail, we called it.
Rurok has been here.
Yeah.
Rurok will return soon with a bladder infection.
Oh, Rurok's girlfriend is in estrus. We'll kill Rurok. Take girlfriend.
I see things.
Low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, cannot sit or stand for 30 minutes. Painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn.
I see things, and I've just realized
the world can be a deadly place.
In rare cases, digestive and neurological side effects have been reported.
If there's one thing you can count on, it's this name right here.
Beavercleaver.com.
Wally's Dream Girl.
Hi, Dad.
Wally.
Well, Wally.
Keep listening.
She doesn't even know I'm alive. I don't know. I just like to look at her like...
You better have a serious talk with your counselor.
Do you want me, Mom? Do you want me, Mom? Gee, Mom.
You want to take a drive up to Myers Lake?
You know, that makes a guy feel creepy.
Bam! Bam! Bam!
Overactive bladder.
That's right, I know, I'm excited.
It's exciting.
Overactive bladder. It's not normal.
Oh! 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 Oh!
Creamy, thick, good.
Oh, yes, Mr. Cleaver. Low. Isn't it disgusting?
You better go back and get cleaned up.
Yes, Beaver.
But you and I can talk about just about anything, can't we?
Jimmy is a very good-looking girl.
Getting all dressed up to impress the gym coach.
You know something, Beaver?
Gee, Wally, I don't know.
Gee, Dad.
I was about ready to call you.
Yeah.
All you dogs are at risk.
You're talking to Big Daddy. Knows all and says nothing.
I'll say it's nothing.
I better get going.
Yeah.
Be hurt.
Get hurt. Beaver, don't eat so fast.
Let's face it, Eddie. Who wants a sunburn allergic dream girl with lumps?
Gee, Dad, cut it out, huh? Gee, Dad, cut it out, huh?
Great big lumps all over me.
The lumps all over her?
Well, good night, Mom. Good night, Dad. Good night, son.
Cold sore.
Streaky or freaky.
Totally cheesy.
Some of us actually got Bob to hold still long enough to eat with us. And since when he comes to your house, he eats everything in sight, including the tablecloth and the dog dish stuff, and then the fridge contents, even the old cherries and suspicious chicken salad way in the back. We went to Bloaty's Pizza Hog, and he was sucking it all down so hard, the employees were afraid to even call the cops. And as usual, he really overdid it, until there was this inevitable, awful reversal event, and the pizza just flew out of Bob's nose and ears, peppering everyone. It was disgusting. But at least he paid the bill this time, and he even tipped the staff for their trouble, and boy was there a lot of it. Besides, I saved one of his nasally befouled pepperonis and sold it on eBay for $100,000. Praise Bob!
Brothers and sorors, we are to concern ourselves with the science of mysticism. If the mystical state is a reality, if it is not an illusion, then it is possible of analysis.
they think of concentration, that is, attention, as being like a flashlight or electric torch.
Meditation exercises,
accompanied by this special music, can be practiced by you as often as once daily, if you wish. Each period of meditation is not to exceed 5 minutes in duration. May the cosmic abide with you.
That was Atomic Jefferson, dear friends, from Birmingham, Alabama. A song called Electric Torch. We heard Helpo Pewee ranting a bit before that. You are listening to Hour of Slack number 997. And if you want to know everything, see subgenius.com. That's subgenius.com. There's information there about the books and the videos and just about everything. And now, Lemur.
And that was all I had to say that was interesting.
Completely inert. Disconnecting.